And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill 5/6 of a request. Celebrate New York's anniversary, celebrate the birthdays of Rudy Valley and Buddy Clark, and listen to this past week in recording history. Quick, which was the 11th state to join the Union? Correct, New York, which became the 11th of the United States on July 26, 1788. New York City was once the capital of the Empire State, but that ended in 1796. The city of Albany, once called Fort Orange, has been the capital of the state of New York ever since. The state flower is the rose, and New York's state bird is the bluebird. So here to commemorate New York's statehood are some rapidly rotating records about New York, beginning with Ben Selvin.
And do the New York. And do the New York. aristocrat. Patrons of Artemis. Dream with your lead to Lancy Street. Pay all to the New Yorker. Bankers and swallowtails. Bootleggers out of jail. Poets and punks, clubmen and thugs. They all do the New Yorker. College dress, the smart young lass who married the boss's daughter. Whisker nugs and fancy tongues all take the thing like bubbling water. Good music, good and hard, under the melting pot. And then you've got what they call the New Yorker.
A trio of rapidly rotating records to commemorate New York's statehood, July 26, 1788. We just heard Frank Marvin with Mal Hallett in his orchestra, October 30, 1927, and My New York, written by Irving Berlin. Before that, we heard Red Nichols and his Five Pennies with Red McKenzie performing vocally on The New Yorker from a 1929 Brunswick 78. We begin the show with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, July 14th, 1931, and Do the New York. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Regular listener Alvin has been patiently waiting for me to fulfill several requests, and I was able to come up with 2.5 out of 3. Here's Teddy Hill and his orchestra.
Thought I'd do. Got me doing things. Some are silly, some are new. Got me saying things. Things I never said before. Got me saying things. Like you're the one that I adore. Got me praying things. And the feeling is divine. Got me wishing things. Wishing that you'll be mine. Got me dreaming things, scheming things, hoping that they'll come true. Got me doing things, saying things, dreaming and praying things, and they're all about you. Yes, they're all about you.
To keep love right here on hand. She supplies it on demand. Isn't it swell? Isn't it grand? We know berries won't grow, melons must go whenever there's snow. We know when peaches are through, and we must do without our oyster stew. But love is never out of season when the scene is set for two. Isn't that swell for me? I'm so in love with you.
Thank you.
2.5 out of 3 requests for listener Alvin. We just heard Just a Night for Meditation by Al Friedman and his orchestra from an unreleased Edison Lateral record made on July 23, 1928. Alvin actually wanted to hear Charlie Strait's May 23rd recording of that Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, Lou Pollock collaboration, but I don't have that, hence the half a request. I did have the other two records Alvin wanted to hear. We began the set with Teddy Hill and his orchestra in 1935 and Got Me Doin' Things, with the vocal by Bill Dillard. That's from the Paramount picture Love in Bloom, which starred George Burns and Gracie Allen. Alvin's other request was from the film New Faces of 1937, Sammy Fain's Love Is Never Out of Season. We heard it played there by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra on May 3, 1937. The film New Faces of 1937 starred Joe Penner as Seymour Seymour and Milton Berle as Wallington Wally Wedge, and the leading lady was Mrs. Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, in this film without Ozzie.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Prior Valley, better known as Rudy. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument, and after about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, he went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the 8-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Lown and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie version. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986.
So with your kind permission, I'll present for your approval a mature crooner.
Thank you.
time is here. Church bells are ringing, mellow and clear. I feel so lonely, neath stars above, listening to one thing, the one thing I love. Just an echo, yoo-hoo, in the valley, yoo-hoo, but it brings back sweet memories of you. Can't you hear it, yoo-hoo, through the twilight, yoo-hoo, when it answered, I love you, I do. How I wish we were here, just like we used to be. For since you have gone, there's nothing left for me. Just an echo, you, in the valley, you. But it brings back sweet memories of you. Forget your dancing classes, forget your old professors while you take a bit of advice. There's a new dance designed for folks who do dance, and even those who don't will find it very simple and nice. You will do the ha-cha-cha, or any two can do the ha-cha-cha. From simple dairy maid to princess, it captures everyone. A little bit of it convinces that life is full of fun. The tubas blow so low, so oom-pa-pa, while all the dancers answer ha-cha-cha. I know to hear it is to love it. When you get into the spirit of it, you will do the ha-cha-cha too.
Here it is, love it, when you get into the spirit.
of yesteryear. Reminiscing, we kiss and then I see you leave me again. I long to hear the bluebird's love song at my door. Instead, I hear the raven calling nevermore. Smiles are missing and tears be blue, while
We began our tribute to Rudy Valley with Just an Echo in the Valley, written by Harry M. Woods, Jimmy Campbell, and Reginald Connolly. That recording was made December 12, 1932. Next, it was Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees with the vocal by Rudy and the Debutantes on Ha Cha Cha from September 7, 1934. Ha Cha Cha was written by Jerome Kern and was introduced in the stage musical The Cat and the Fiddle. It was also played on screen by Ramon Navarro at the piano in the 1934 film of The Cat and the Fiddle, which also starred Jeanette MacDonald. We finished up April 16, 1930, with Edgar Leslie and Harry Warren's Reminiscing. Crooner Rudy Valley, born July 28, 1901. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, July 26th, marked the birth in 1912 in Dorchester, Massachusetts, of Samuel Goldberg, better known as vocalist Buddy Clark. He studied law at Northeastern University in Boston, but turned to singing, which he had been doing for 9 years on local radio, sponsored by Boston furrier I.J. Fox. He joined Benny Goodman's band and made his first appearance as a vocalist with the band on November 26, 1934, on the radio show Let's Dance. From there, he made many appearances on network radio and recorded with the bands of Joe Moss, Lud Gluskin, Eddie Duchin, Dick McDonough, Wayne King, and others. He served in World War II, and following his discharge, he returned to network radio and signed a contract with Columbia Records, where he made dozens of hits. He died on October 2, 1949, in a private plane crash. Here's Buddy Clark with Lud Gluskin and his Continental Orchestra.
let the band play on, play until the dawn. Music is the language of romance. Look behind the scenes, think what music means. No one is unhappy while he's dancing. Sweet music makes a rainy day seem clear again. It brings you near again to me. Sweet music makes a bitter word grow sweet again. Two hearts can beat again in harmony. We've learned to sing a song in spring, and yet if I forget it by December, will you remember? Sweet music makes that same old story new again. I bring to you again my song.
silvery summer evening when all the world's at rest. Two eyes that shine look into mine in the evening, the cozy, comfy evening, the time I love the best. And though the day may seem long, I never complain. My heart sings a song in the shy light of twilight. I know I'll find a real peace of mind in the evening, because I spend the evening with those I love the best.
Buddy Clark, vocalist there with three different orchestras. We began with Buddy, backed by Lud Gluskin and his Continental Orchestra in 1934, and Sweet Music, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Sweet Music was sung in the 1935 movie Sweet Music by Rudy Vallee, who starred as Skip Houston. Then, from June 23, 1936, Buddy was backed by Dick McDonough and his orchestra on I'm Grateful to You, written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coutts. We finished up our tribute to Buddy Clark with Gus Arnheim and his orchestra and a Gus Arnheim composition, Evening, recorded by Victor on July 2nd, 1932.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Vernon Dalhart.
Oh, be very careful with that one. It's a very old record.
All right, don't worry.
About 10,000 years ago.
And
there's little in this world that we don't know. We saw Peter, Paul, and Moses play and ring around the roses, and we'll lick the guy that says, "Tain't so." We saw Satan when he looked the garden o'er. We saw Eve and Adam driven from the door. From behind the bushes peeping, saw the apples they were eating. And we'll swear we're the guys that ate the core.
Ain't
within the whale. And we thought he'd never live to tell the tale. But old Jonah had eaten garlic, and he gave the whale a colic. So he coughed him up and let him out of jail.
Out of jail.
Thank you.
Bertha. She's had school in Birmingham, Bertha. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, her plan. Meet me fair, and I'm on the level. Give me air, and I'm just a devil. He's on my mind, I'm gonna find my Sam. I'm just the worst simple Simon that you know. Gave him my diamonds and all my dough. But you can bet it that he'll regret it. He's gonna get it, and so you can't expect no $2 worth of sympathy from Birmingham Bertha. Just like the police, I'll never release that man.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ted Lewis and his band and 10,000 Years Ago. The vocalist on that July 28, 1933 recording made in Chicago was Vernon Dalhart. Next, from July 29, 1925, it was the Varsity Eight, a contingent of the California Ramblers, and Row, Row, Rosie. We finished up with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra with the vocal by Kay Palmer and Birmingham Bertha from July 27, 1929. Birmingham Bertha was written by Grant Clark and Harry Axt. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.